plate a potential nugget.
And the other theme I wanted to pick up on, Vinay, was how leaders transition into a new context. Right, it's quite relevant when they move organizations or change careers. Here, actually, when we think about how Rao had to recalibrate his approach at various points, especially when he moves from the Indira Gandhi era to the Rajiv Gandhi era, talk to us a little bit about how Rao reinvented himself as he moved from one to the other.
No, I think it was his great skill. I mean, let's begin with the first big transition. When he moves as a freedom fighter, he begins his career as a freedom fighter, which in Telangana meant being both anti-British as well as anti-Nizam, right? And he moves from that to being a Congress politician, right? And he immediately moves from being somebody who's a freedom fighter to a socialist, a Nehruvian socialist, who believes in the power of the state, right? He is a socialist. He understands how to play the factions, that there are these different Congress factions that, it's not that, India was given freedom by this united group and they remain united. Because the moment the British leave, the Congress party begins to fight with each other, and he gets that very well. So I think he understands that is his first transition, and he does it very well. The second big transition is, which he fails, is when he becomes chief minister. Now, he thinks he's being rewarded by Indira Gandhi because, he's a socialist, he's going to be a socialist, he's going to bring about land reforms. He doesn't realize that he's been made chief minister because he's a puppet, because he doesn't have power, right? Because he's not going to threaten Indira Gandhi. And he pushes radical land reforms. There's a pushback. Indira Gandhi feels threatened and sacks him. So I think that's a transition he gets wrong. Luckily for him, he has the ability to introspect and learn from that failed transition, that he had to move from being a socialist politician to a supplicant of Indira Gandhi, right? He fails to understand that. And then he's soon back, and for a decade and a half, he's a supplicant to the Nehru Gandhis. First Indira Gandhi and then Rajiv Gandhi. And he makes that transition very smoothly. Whereas people like Pranab Mukherjee and P.C. Alexander, who were very close to Indira Gandhi, simply failed to be that close to Rajiv Gandhi. Narasimha Rao was able to do that, right? And then his final transition, which is that from being a Nehru Gandhi supplicant, he's made Prime Minister of India. He really comes to his own, right? He really becomes his own man. Right? He really stops responding to Sonia Gandhi, stops listening to her. That's why they don't like each other. So I think his ability to understand political context was phenomenal. Many of his transitions was accurate. He understands when he's moving from one ecosystem to the other. Where he failed to understand it in 1973, for example, which is why he was sacked as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, he has the ability to introspect on it, to create a new avatar, and then he's back in business.
And talking about new avatar, you also allude to the cultural shift, especially when we're talking about the Rajiv Gandhi era, the Oxbridge kind of culture that sort of existed in the core group.
Yeah.
And Narasimha Rao, given his background from Andhra Pradesh, talk to us about how he was able to fit into different cultures.
No, there's a very good story I have in the book on exactly this, which is that the Rajiv Gandhi era, he was called Mr. Clean, Indians loved him. They actually thought he was a break from his mother. So he surrounds himself with people who are educated, quote unquote, in the modern sense. They've gone to Doon School, they've gone to Oxford, they've gone to Cambridge. They have private sector experience, people like, Arun Nehru or Arun Singh, people who are his school buddies like Manishankar Iyer, his pilot friends, like Satish Sharma. These are people who are far removed from the kind of vernacular, derogatory in India we describe as Hindi-speaking type world of Narasimha Rao, as far as can be. Narasimha Rao wears a dhoti. English is the fifth language he's learned. He likes, to basically, when he's doing nothing, he'll cross his legs and he'll massage his toes, right, in public. Now, these are things that, happens in a village. They don't happen in Doon School or Oxbridge, right? Narasimha Rao is also 65 in 1985. And, Rajiv Gandhi is looking for younger people, and older people close to mummy are on their way out. And Narasimha Rao, at this point, he's defense minister, but he realizes his time is up. He overhears Rajiv Gandhi telling a friend of his that we need to remove import restrictions on computer peripherals, but the old fogies in my cabinet won't understand. And to give you some context, the personal computer revolution has come to the United States only in the late 1970s. And this is 1985. This is a 65-year-old dhoti-clad man, and this is India. The next day, after Narasimha Rao hears Rajiv Gandhi telling a friend of this, about old fogies not understanding, Narasimha Rao calls up his son in Hyderabad and said, "What is this computer? Please send me a sample." So next day, Indian Airlines flight from Hyderabad, a computer sent to his house in 9 Motilal Nehru Marg. Narasimha Rao goes to Daryaganj in Old Delhi to get books on computer peripherals. He gets hires a master to teach him. And within that year and the next, he learns COBOL Basic, 2 computer languages, and can code in the operating system Unix, right? Wow. It's remarkable. I mean, just imagine a 65-year-old man doing that today, right?
Unbelievable.
And it's a perfect example of his curiosity and his political survival skills just coming together. And not only does he learn computers, he then becomes very close to Rajiv Gandhi, as close to Rajiv Gandhi as he was to Indira, right? He becomes foreign minister again. He is the first HRD minister, the education minister of India. And he's very close to Rajiv Gandhi. And don't forget, it's Rajiv Gandhi's widow, Sonia, who appoints him Prime Minister of India, right? He gets that close. So I think that, you know, it tells you something about a man who understands transitions and understands the context behind transitions.
The notion of a 65-year-old seasoned politician learning COBOL, BASIC and UNIX is just mind-boggling, whichever way you look at it. I do think, given the pace of change around us, learning to learn is almost as important as the inventory of what we've learned. If this topic is of interest to you, you might like the book Disrupt Yourself by Whitney Johnson. She takes the framework of disruptive innovation that Clay Christensen talks about and applies it to the realm of self-development. She talks about the need for all of us to get onto some sort of an S-curve of learning, where the pace of change is initially gradual, but over time it accelerates and the climb is steep, but after a while it tapers off and you need to find the next S-curve after that. In a demanding world with aggressive targets, making time for some of these long-term initiatives is a challenge indeed. But it's become quite essential for survival and for being relevant in the ever-changing talent marketplace. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of the content that's covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. There, I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has also recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms. If you went to playtopotential.com, you could also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by topic. To give you a sense, one of the playlists is Reinventing Self. Leaders across disciplines have spoken about how they thought about staying relevant and made choices along the way. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show, and share a review. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.